Many of us tie our self-worth or even our identity based on our credentials, our title for work, what we do for work or how much we generate, how big your bank account is. Today, we're going to dive into grief surrounding purpose and identity and coming out on the other side full of gratitude. Welcome to another episode of The Worthy Physician. I'm your host, Dr. Sapna Shah Hawk, reigniting your humanity and passion for medicine. So let's get to the chase. When we go into medical school, unless you're a non-traditional student, more than likely you are going to be around the age of 22, 23. And then if we keep in mind that the human brain does not fully develop into a executive function and adult brain to about the age of 25. We spend very impressionable and formative years in undergraduate, graduate degrees, medical school, always jumping through hoops, always having a trajectory really drawn out for us. What does that have to do with identity and purpose? Well, we spend so much of our time being told what to do and how to do it, and by achieving. So much of what we do is based on achievement to reach the next level. So while we are being expected to reach a certain score in the MCAT, a certain score on step one, step two, step three, matching in residency at a top-tier program, there's a lot of self-worth that is attached to that. Unfortunately, it also carries over into attendinghood. And one thing that is very difficult to break away from is the fact that we are more than just physicians. We have spent so much time, really a decade or more, of accumulating degrees, titles, experience. And then when we get out into the real world, it's like, what are my hobbies? Do I like to do for fun? What does fun even really look like? And then getting into the world of how medicine is actually practiced compared to how we were trained, with how toxic the environment can be, prior authorizations, rejections, the standard of care that we have versus patient expectations, unfulfilling administrative tasks, long hours, sleepless nights. Even though we signed up to heal people, where our hands are tied in many situations, it's too expensive, or there's a lot of misinformation, verbal abuse, physical abuse toward medical staff, including physicians. At some point, you lose yourself. More importantly, I think we start to ask ourselves, what is my true purpose? What do I do besides being a physician? I know I asked myself that when I hit burnout the first time. I came home and I was tired. I was irritable. I wanted to be isolated for at least 30 minutes to an hour. I didn't want to interact with any living being, creatures that walked on two or four legs. I really questioned what was my purpose besides being a doctor, being this shell of a person that is working extremely long hours, many sleepless nights, getting called on my weekends off or my time off. And a lot of that was lack of boundaries or even me standing my ground. However, I began to lose myself. I began to lose my identity and purpose. And if this is what a doctor was going to do and be, I did not want to be part of that. I did not want to be part of that all-consuming culture of medicine. And with that, I started to grieve, what did I sign up for? What did I get myself into? And I really, really had to come to terms with, this is what a physician is nowadays. And it's disheartening, it's saddening, it's heartbreaking, because we're more than that. But it was only through going through that process, and here's where the gratitude comes in. I'm not grateful for that episode of burnout or moral injury. What I'm grateful for is the fact that I was able to come out the other side rather well, but it took time. It took me stepping back and finding a different position. And the grass is not always greener on the other side, but it did meet my needs at that time. And that was, I needed more time to focus on myself. I needed more time for proper sleep. And I recognized that. Otherwise, honestly, I was ready to leave medicine at that point in time in 2016. So I lost my sense of identity and purpose because I no longer wanted to be a physician, but what else was I going to do? Who was I? And through that journey, I found out I'm a daughter, I'm a friend, I'm a colleague, and damn it, I'm a human being that deserves proper sleep, proper nutrition, and not to be walked all over. And for that, I am grateful because I realized the complexity of human nature. If you have found this helpful, click, subscribe, share with a friend, because we can all use some camaraderie. And coming up next, we're going to be having an episode on physician entrepreneurship. But not only that, I'm going to bring in Philip Chan, who is a healthcare professional on his track to becoming a surgeon, but transitioned to entrepreneurship. He's going to share his story and why he did what he did to create the life he wanted to live. Stay tuned. That episode will be dropping on December 20th.